RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Emma, I have been so excited to do this all week. I was fuming we couldn't do it last week. The Argyle premiere. How was it?
Oh my God, it was brilliant. So I went over to the Argyle premiere in Leicester Square in London. It would have been the week before last now. It was my first London red carpet that I've ever done. Let me just say, it's a lot more competitive than they are here in Ireland. People are really fighting to get those stars. It was brilliant. It was a whole spectacle. Laura Whitmore was there presenting. There was crowds, there were screams, there was music. And of course, the full cast from Argyle were there. So Argyle, for anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's a new spy movie. It is starring Dallas Bryce Howard, John Cena. We have got Bryan Cranston, Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, Dua Lipa, to name but a few, Samuel L. Jackson. So we were there. We were waiting for all the stars to come along, okay? And the first person that popped over to us was Dua Lipa, who we love here on 2FM. So Dua plays a baddie in the movie called LaGrange, okay? So we saw her briefly in the Barbie movie earlier this year, but this is her first substantial role, right? And let's just say she fully immersed herself in it. This is what you have to say.
I did get to do a lot of my own stunts, which was really fun. I just wanted to throw myself into the experience. I was like, put me in a harness, I'm ready to do it, just show me how to do it, let's go. So it was really fun. Everything went all right. I had very good like stunt people helping me and teaching me how to like protect myself, so it was great.
Tom Cruise, watch out.
I know.
Dua Lipa doing her own stunts.
I know. Is there nothing this girl cannot do? She's incredible.
She's an amazing singer, writer, activist, has a successful podcast and actor stunt woman now.
Yes, and I'm hoping that we'll see more from Dua Lipa in the future. So John Cena is also in the movie. So he plays a spy named Wyatt, right? And I have to say, he's so lovely. He came over and he stayed with us for ages, because the way these things work, they'll have a publicist with them, right? The publicist will say one question or two questions. He stayed for about 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just a random question.
Yeah.
Is Wyatt a pigeon?
Wyatt is not a pigeon, no.
This is on the back of our story that a pigeon was arrested and released for being a spy in India.
No, Wyatt is a human being, okay, who is also a spy in the movie. So obviously, John Cena is known for being a WWE star, so you'd think that he'd be a natural when it comes to stunts.
So you'd think that like WWE translates to all things stunts? Couldn't be further from the truth. I'm not exactly the most graceful performer. I operate like a bull in a china shop. This is a pretty graceful flick, so they didn't ask me a lot. I trusted their process.
Surprised by that one.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been really good.
Dua Lipa came in, he was like, oh, she's just putting me to shame. And didn't they play at Lovers in the Barbie movie?
They
Wasn't
did.
He male merman and she was, yeah.
And they have this blossoming friendship because they keep being put together for things. And John actually spoke to us about their relationship.
Well, hell, I was nervous because I'm acting across Henry and Dua on my first day. And she broke the ice by saying she's nervous because it's her first role. And I was like, man, you're not alone. So we kind of bonded there and we got a lot of things in common. We spent our life in live entertainment. We're both creatives. So I think when you get two curious folks talking, time passes. And I loved those moments on set, and I'm glad she remembers.
Isn't that so nice?
Oh, so cute. I'm glad she remembers me.
Thank you, Dua Lipa. It is a spy movie and obviously spies are undercover. So we asked him which cast members he think would make the best spies. And this is what he had to say.
Matthew would probably be the leader of the spy ring. Dua would make a great spy. Henry. Gosh, Henry just has it. He has that gravity about him. And he's a man of few words. I would be the worst. I can't shut up sometimes.
And he proved that when he wouldn't stop talking to us when he was on the red carpet. So Matthew there, who we spoke about, is Matthew Vaughn, who is a director. So he directed the movie. So you might know him from the Kingsman movies as well.
Yes.
And Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. There's loads of movies. He's brilliant. And of course, because it's a spy movie, I wanted to know what people would choose as their own code names if they were to be real life spies. And let's just say I had to give John some help with his one.
Oh man, that's tough. I wouldn't be a good spy. I don't know. You got any suggestions? I'm taking them. What would my code name be?
Maybe Agent WWE.
That's actually not bad. That's three letters. I like it. That would be me through and through. Agent WWE.
It could have been See No Evil, Speak No Evil. There is that whole like thing about John Cena online, isn't it? Like where it's like Cena, because you see nothing.
Cena evil here, not evil. Okay, I think we're going to take a song now and we'll be back with some more from the Argyle cast after this.
Something's got a hold on me lately. We are in the middle of Emma's big red carpet premiere in London from the movie Argyle. Yeah. Emma, quickly refresher, what is Argyle about?
So Argyle is a spy movie. It's really fun. So basically there is an author called Ellie Conway, right? And she writes these best-selling spy novels. Yes?
I just have I heard there's a rumour that people think that Taylor Swift is a pseudonym.
I will get to that rumour.
Okay.
Well, maybe one of the stars will.
Oh.
But yeah, so basically the movie's about Ellie Conway and her books, and then things that happen in the books start to come to life, okay?
Okay, great.
I'm not going to give you too much on that because obviously you need to go see it yourself. But there is speculation that Taylor Swift is Ellie Conway, right? And I asked Samuel L. Jackson about it, and this is what he had to say.
I don't know, why would she write a book? She's busy. When she got time to write a book? I don't know. I hear they're going to, whoever wrote the book is going to expose themselves in a couple days.
Oh my God, sorry. That is actually just so brilliant.
Isn't
Emma?
That the most Samuel L. Jackson response you could ever imagine? Think of Samuel L. Jackson in a movie. Think of how cool he always is. He is that person in person. He literally was exactly how I imagined he'd be. So I had to ask him, if he were to be a spy, what would his code name be?
Oh, Starchild. Because it's part of, you know, Bootsy Collins universe.
So do you know who Bootsy Collins is?
No.
So Bootsy Collins was a band member of a 70s band called Parliament Funkadelic. And they've got a song called Starchild, so that's what that's
He's
about.
Showing his age with that one now.
Yeah. And actually, there's rumours that Bootsy Collins is actually Snoop's uncle. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was, because Snoop has loads of famous
there's
relatives.
There's just, honestly, so many superstition and spying going on here.
And then I had to ask him, if he were to be a spy, would he make a good one? And this is what he said.
Why would I make a good spy? I keep the hell out of a secret. And people don't notice me that much.
Emma, sorry, I just can't believe that you are interviewing all these top tier guests for our show.
I know.
I'm jealous, but I'm so delighted that we have them on our show.
Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. So Sophia Boutella plays a character called Saba Al-Badir in the movie, right? And I asked her what her code name would be.
So, Sophia. I don't know. Sophia.
I kind of feel like she went down the route you would have gone with John Cena, where she used her name in it, which I like. And the last clip that I'm going to play for you right now from the Argyle premiere in London last week is Gary Barlow. Now, Gary Barlow isn't a cast member.
What was he doing there?
He actually wrote some of the music for the movie, right? And can I just say, he's the nicest celebrity I've ever met in my whole entire life. I have had... Have you got something in your throat? Can somebody get Ross some water? She's got something stuck in her throat.
I think you just made a mistake there. Gary Barlow's your favourite celeb you've ever met.
Yeah.
It's me, Emma.
Are you a celebrity? I didn't realise. You're just Ross. No, but honestly, Ross, aside from you, he was my favourite celebrity.
Okay.
I've had Take That on repeat. So I asked him what code name he'd use.
Oh my goodness, a code name. That's a great question. I can't actually think. The Northern Star. Hey, see that? That was so off the cuff that I'm going to be cringing in the morning. Yeah.
Did you get why he picked that name?
No, I was like, does he love Game of Thrones?
He's from Northern England.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. So that's it. That was the some of the cast members from Argyle. It's in cinemas now. It's a great spy movie if anyone's looking for something to see this weekend.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.